Morning.
Morning, Sensei.
Welcome to Clear Mountain Zen Center North. Not sure where to start exactly, or had been noticing myself and my addiction, preoccupation with all that's going on. And all that is going on can be captured in one word, Trump. And I don't know, I might have mentioned this in general or to somebody in particular, but I walk the dog every morning and I go down the street and people in front of their houses have their newspapers. And as I walk by each newspaper, because there's different papers, I would look down and see if I could catch a glimpse on what's the latest Trump story. And then I would go on YouTube and, see there would be different interviews or speech talks given by him. And, you know, I would look in the paper, and so I was online, conversations, TV, and endless Trump. And at some point, this has happened to me before, I realized that there was something wrong. This didn't feel right to me in terms of myself in relation to this situation. And what it was about was I had allowed myself to be tricked into believing that he was somebody other than me. And in doing so, I allowed myself to create this separation and gave myself permission to become arrogant, to look down my nose at these folks as though they weren't me. And I allowed myself to get angry and to, amongst friends, make some pretty shitty comments, not only about what's going on, but about the people who were involved. And this is the part that it came to me, and it wasn't like something that I could manufacture, just all of a sudden like a light switch. I saw him totally different, totally differently. And I realized that he is, as we say in Buddhism, a hungry spirit. He is a tortured soul who, even despite appearances, I sense suffers mightily. And as I realized that, I felt my heart open, and he was no longer not me. Now, it's interesting that I've been so caught in this polarization that it was even difficult for me to think about coming here and talking about these circumstances in this way, feeling that somehow I was abandoning my cohort, the people that disagreed with all that was happening. And now I realize, well, that's just another part of the trap that I'm in, that I've created this, these folks and those folks. And I think that that's a big trap, as I said. And so I was having all these thoughts, and I wanted to write a talk about it. And, you know, my understanding how we need to start with ourself and our relationship to this whole thing before we can really act responsibly and with compassion to what's going on. You know, loving somebody doesn't mean that you can't say no. Loving somebody doesn't mean that you don't disagree. And loving somebody doesn't mean that you don't see their suffering and how distorted that suffering has made that person or ourselves. So I was thinking, okay, so how do I construct a talk about this? And there was I don't know, maybe somebody here knows, there's a something, something, something rattles a star. And it's a famous poet, but I couldn't find it. And then I was looking also, I wanted to be clear that I understood what the word bodhisattva meant, because I believe that he is actually a bodhisattva. And a bodhisattva in Buddhism is someone who arrives at our doorstep and is offering us the opportunity to receive a teaching. And those bodhisattvas come in many forms. So I was looking just to make sure I understood what a bodhisattva was. And I don't even know how this happened. But a website called Elephant Journal popped up because of the word bodhisattva. And before I decided this guy, whose name is, I think, Daniel Goldsmith. Yeah, Daniel Goldsmith wrote my talk, but 100 times better than I could have written it. Now, Daniel Goldsmith is a writer and author. He has a wonderful TED talk. I don't remember. I had written these notes somewhere else, and I don't have them with me, but a wonderful TED talk about the interrelationship of things. And he's also a professor of, I think, religion, and I don't remember the university. But I would suggest that, if you can remember this, and if you're leaving and you want me to write it down for you, Daniel Goldsmith and TED Talk, because it's a wonderful talk that he gives. Now, just to balance this talk, on the same page, there's a picture of Donald Trump sitting in the lotus position with sort of a sleeveless T-shirt on. And obviously, it's another body, and his head, his face, has been Photoshopped. So this is what it says. I know yoga. I love yoga. And I understand yoga probably better than anybody. You know, yoga can be dangerous, and you have to be careful. But some of my best friends are yogis, and I think yoga is just tremendous. And this is written around this picture, which I thought was pretty humorous. Anyway, this is what Daniel Goldsmith had to say. He begins, I have some rather unorthodox musings about the Trump phenomenon that have been put up today. You may not agree with what I say, but I think it's important to ask yourself how to respond compassionately to what's unfolding before our eyes. Perhaps the first step is to realize the truth of the old adage that what we dislike in others is what we dislike about ourselves. Yes, I know it sounds truly crazy to say, but Trump is opening up a huge potential for increasing self-understanding and healing, for which we should be supremely grateful. And then this is a quote from a book by Pema Chodron, No Time to Lose. Quote, in the story of the great Buddhist master Naropa, his teacher, Tilopa, appeared to him in the form of a maggot-ridden dog. Feeling disgust, Naropa tried to jump over the poor creature and run away. Immediately the dog changed to Tilopa, who said, if you have an aversion for sentient beings, how do you ever expect to awaken from samsaric mind? Anything that awakens our compassion or wisdom serves as a bodhisattva. If that last sentence is true, then Donald Trump is a bodhisattva. He's magnifying all the intolerance, hatred, and anger we have lurking within all of us, supporters and opponents alike. When asked what they like about him, Trump supporters often respond with, he says things out loud that we are thinking internally. In that sense, he is serving as an amplifier of a large percentage of the American population's sentiments. So we should be grateful to him for making it visible, for allowing us to see what was hidden away on the inside, for showing us just how deep-seated prejudice, hatred, bigotry, and xenophobia are. Many of you college-educated liberal people reading this out there might be thinking, okay, sure, it's kind of obvious that Trump is tapping into something primal that's brewing in a lot of people. But why should I be grateful to Trump? You only need to look at Vox, Salon, Alternet, Slate, or any of the other liberal media sites, and you'll find dozens of critical articles. For the left, manufacturing Trump critiques have become sort of a cottage industry. What many of those who critique Trump fail to see is that their camp, quote, has become a virtual mirror of a Trump rally with all the same fervent hatred. The endless ego game of categorizing us versus them. Trump is bringing this polarization out in all of us. He's doing it in terms of white America versus everyone else. And by introducing this division, he then lures those of us who think that we are beyond these divisions into making another division, Trump versus non-Trump. Each side is dug deep in their trenches of disdain, supremely convinced that the other side is wrong. If we are truly serious about the virtue of tolerance, then we must extend that tolerance to those who are intolerant. We must take to heart all the teachings to love our enemies. And the way we do that is through compassion. What Donald Trump represents is wounded humanity. We may not always perceive this when he offends us, but he is a person in tremendous suffering. It's precisely the fact that we are offended that is keeping us from touching this truth. He's a case study in ego run amok. He's taking it to the extreme, but it's something we all have within us. He's living out what a fascist dictator in all of us wants to do: impose its will on the world by force, squashing anything and everyone who happens to stand in its way. It's hard to admit, but there's a little Trump in all of us. The shouting down of enemies, the rushing to judgment with no grounding in facts, the denial of blatantly obvious truths, lies, duplicity, equivocations, gaslighting. Take a look in the mirror and honestly tell me that you're not free from all that. I sure as hell know that I'm not. This is why he's a bodhisattva. It took someone as bombastic as him to mirror back to me my own shortcomings, to make me realize I'm being held in the very same ego prison behind the bars of self-righteousness and pride. We all have defense mechanisms against feeling the pain of our wounds. Instead of owning up to my limited human perspective and how it constantly spins a web of self-justifications, it's much easier to lash out and grasp for something that you can grab hold of. For example, Trump is terrible. This gives us a sense of security and power, exactly what Trump purports to offer his supporters. It's much easier to pig out on the all-you-can Trump buffet than it is to honestly look inside and touch the vulnerability that all of us have just being alive. But it's only by recognizing and honestly facing our wounds that we can stop acting them out. Even if he is a great bodhisattva who has come to show us to ourselves, this does not mean that we should idly and simply acquiesce. No, the bodhisattvic nature in all of us is being called to the opposite, to oppose his plans, to inflict even greater pain and suffering on the world. But if our reaction is coming from anger and self-righteousness, then we have only succeeded in perpetuating the cycle that he lured us into. As Ram Dass wrote in Be Here Now, in order to protest effectively, we must love the person we're protesting against as much as we love ourselves. And I would add, he is ourselves. This starts by being honest with ourselves and all of our inconsistencies, which leads us to realize that we are more like them than we'd like to admit. The mangy dog is a wonderful teacher in disguise, and we jump over him at our own peril. We've all got some work to do, and if it takes Donald Trump to make the shadows visible, so be it. That's what bodhisattvas do. Thank you.